And the news story coming out this morning, we can't ignore what's happening with the University of Michigan.
Nope.
Especially since in just a couple of months, we're going to have football on the air.
Yes, we are.
We'll be broadcasting, and one of the people that spurred, if I'm understanding, what's going on with yesterday's talk with the Detroit News by Bo Schembechler's son, and now a news conference today, is because of Coach Jim Harbaugh and his defense of Bo Schembechler. If I understand correctly, you know, nobody's denying that something bad happened. It's just a matter of who knew what. And did Bo Schembechler know anything?
And why did it go on for years?
Bo Schembechler, this reminds me of what happened with Penn State.
Penn State, yep.
I'm sorry. There's somebody who knew what was happening. Like, Joe Paterno got in trouble because everybody knew that Joe Paterno knew everything that was happening with the program. He was also considered by many to be the most powerful man in the state of Pennsylvania on top of it. Bo Schembechler knew what was happening with his program for all of those years. Can't tell me he and now with the son coming out and telling this, and all these players that have been talking about what this doctor did to them and how he abused them throughout the years, Bo had to know that statue that's up. It's got to come down. It's got to come down. If they did that with Paterno, they got to do that with Bo.
You're hearing again. Jim Harbaugh's made defense. You wonder is this now going to split former teammates, or some will come out and say, yeah,
probably.
And others are going to come out and say, don't know what you're talking about. Bo didn't know anything. It might have been going on, but Bo didn't know anything.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know what's going to happen. That's still to be seen.
Is that possible? I'm asking. You think Bo might not have known about this with all the players, all these players?
Bo Schembechler's no longer around. Don Canham's no longer around.
Yeah.
They're saying the hundreds that were involved.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
There's so much smoke. There, do you think yet? There's the old case, and this was, I think, the same thing going back to the Penn State. Some of the similarities of everyone was suggesting that was Joe Paterno shielded from this? I think that was the first argument that came out. It's like that. Because it's like, hey, nobody brought it to his attention because he was football, and we're going to not put this on the man's plate.
You would think somewhere down the line, Schembechler aside, some parent who found out what happened to their son or whatever would have gone to the board and brought this out in the open.
And that's the thing, too. How's it go on for that many years?
Yeah.
And that goes back to, again, Bo's power.
Right.
Did he have the power to shut this down for all those years?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't either, and that's just
and sadly
hurts
too.
The legacy.
Yeah, it does. Talk about the difficulties within the family, because there was that strained relationship. I'd forgotten this, but it's mentioned in the news article.
Mm-hmm. Stepson,
and he had sued Bo Schembechler back in the late 1990s because of the university trying to, he said, ruin his sports memorabilia business.
And that was thrown out, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
So people are going to say, it's going to be ugly no matter what happens.
Yeah.
No matter what happens.
Right. Yeah, that just brings it closer to home to Bo Schembechler. But, again, we have all of these other players. Now, I think what may have helped Jim Harbaugh, why he was probably shielded from all this, was because his dad was there when he was there, right?
About that, yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe that's why Jim Harbaugh didn't really have to, didn't know about it, and maybe nothing really happened to him. I don't know. Now, I don't know, Jim. I mean, you're going to tell me that none of your fellow teammates ever said anything to you? Maybe that's possible. It is completely possible.
Yep.
So I don't know.
And that's the tough thing. I mean, this is not a court of law. This is all opinion. This is speculation until it all comes out. But the principles that you'll never hear from because they're no longer around.
Right.
So it's the accusations we've made. Yeah, it seems difficult to believe that nothing was known for all those years.
Yeah, especially the big difference here is that Nasser is being held accountable, and this guy got away with what he did for years and passed away.
Anderson. Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State dealt with it.
Ohio State.
I mean, all these schools.
Well, and that was, when this happened with Penn State, everybody was thinking, oh, man, this is just awful. It's just Penn State. No. This was going to start coming out everywhere else. And Penn State was just the first big school that had the scandal. Look, you're talking to a kid. When I was in grade school and middle school, I idolized Bo Schembechler. I had a poster of him in my room. Went to many Michigan games at Michigan Stadium. Was there for so many great games. Really, really liked the guy, even though he did fire Ernie Harwell. Didn't really like that part about him at all. It's tough, and yeah, I don't know. I just look at the circumstances, and I say Bo Schembechler always said that he knew exactly what was happening. Remember, he fired Bill Frieder. Because he was no longer what, Charlie? A Michigan man, right?
Exactly.
Michigan man.
Everyone just celebrated when that happened.
Right. So this man had his finger on the pulse of Michigan sports, and I don't know. You're not going to be able to tell me he did not know what was happening. And maybe it's because he didn't do anything due to the fact that he and this doctor were friends.
And you know, I think the same talk came out with, again, using the Penn State comparison, things were different. That were handled differently at that time. You didn't talk about them.
Yeah, swept under the rug.
Swept under the rug, exactly. Right. Yeah.
650 on WSW, again, is a Michigan affiliate. You'll have Michigan football on the air in just a few months. You don't know what kind of talk or speculation or information might come up between now and then. We'll find out.